let's dig a little deeper into President Biden's plan for a sweeping immigration bill that would fundamentally change the lives of 11 million people living in the country without permission. Hamed Ali-Aziz is an immigration reporter for BuzzFeed News. Hamed, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And one of the major headlines here is a path to citizenship for people living in the country illegally now. What do we need to know about that?
Yeah, so the bill allows for undocumented individuals to apply for a temporary legal status. And after 5 years, if these people pass criminal and other background checks, they have the ability to apply for a green card. Those who have DACA or TPS or immigrant farm workers can actually apply for green cards right away under this legislation.
So, and TPS is temporary protected status. That's for migrants who came to this country because maybe there was an earthquake or a hurricane or something in their home country, and they have, many of them have been living here for many years. Immigration hawks certainly aren't going to like this, but I know President Biden has also laid out a plan for more border security. How significant is that, and what exactly is he pushing for there?
The Biden administration wants to focus on technologies at the border to, you know, identify narcotics and contraband. Their focus really is on the technology and boosting funding for that, as opposed to perhaps President Trump, who was focusing on the wall.
Yeah, I'm looking at the outline that the Biden administration has sent out to reporters and made public. It also says this bill will try to address the root cause of migration from Central America. What can you tell us about that? How would it work?
The Biden administration wants to increase funding to these Central American countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, about $4 billion over 4 years to help people seeking who come to the U.S. border seeking protection, and actually allow people to seek protection to the United States in their own home country. This is a program they think will kind of stem the tide of the larger migration flows to the southern border.
Yeah. What's the reaction been to this so far? I mean, we've already seen a group of Honduran migrants trying to cross into Guatemala, clashing with police this week. They're trying to come north. I mean, do you think that other groups of migrants might hear about this bill and what's going on with the Biden administration and try to make a push to come to the United States?
Yeah, it's always, you know, incredibly difficult to predict flows ahead of time. But I will say that it's notable that the Biden administration, starting a few weeks ago, has said to people to not come to the border. This is not a good time to rush to the U.S. border. They're still going to take some time to figure out how they're going to handle things moving forward. And this has just been reinforced over and over again by Susan Rice, by Jake Sullivan, key people in the Biden administration.
Congress has not passed an immigration bill that's this ambitious in 35 years. So what do you think its chances are of going anywhere in Congress now?
We've already seen Marco Rubio, Tom Cotton, Mitch McConnell, you know, key figures in the Republican Party come out against this bill. That gives you the sense that there's going to be a lot of opposition. It'll be incumbent on President Biden and his allies in the Senate to get those Republicans on board. You know, given recent years, it seems like it will be a significant challenge.
Oh, right. I mean, I'm thinking of historical context here. If you go to that bill that I referenced 35 years ago, 1986, President Reagan signed what is now basically known as an amnesty immigration bill. It laid the foundation for much of the anger on the right to this day over the concept of amnesty for people who came to the country illegally. What do you think the backlash would be if Biden and Democrats do get the support they need in Congress? I mean, do you think it just might spur another wave of political opposition?
Even before this bill came into the Senate, the immigration issue was one of the key reasons why former President Trump was able to win his election. So I think regardless of what happens with this bill, it's always going to be an incredibly contentious issue.
Well, it's not just the law he's trying to overhaul. President Biden has already signed a bunch of executive orders, several of them related to immigration policy. One would pause deportations for 100 days. But I know that you've been reporting that the Trump administration was trying to make sure that its immigration policies had some staying power even after Trump left office. How complicated did he make it for the new president?
So in the weeks before President Trump left office, the Department of Homeland Security signed a series of agreements with jurisdictions such as Arizona, Indiana, Louisiana, and Texas, in which the Department of Homeland Security agreed to provide notice of immigration policy changes and allow these jurisdictions 6 months to review and submit comments before the agency moved forward with any of these changes. Obviously, the agency and the leaders under former President Trump were aware that the Biden administration was going to come in and make a series of changes right away. This is, of course, a process aside from the immigration bill. If that bill passes, then these agreements have no effect whatsoever. But these agreements could potentially hamstring the Biden administration moving forward, though legal experts question the legality of the agreement and whether or not they can be enforced in federal court should any of these states sue and say that the department did not consult with them before instituting any changes on immigration policy. You know, we've already seen the Biden administration on its first day make a lot of changes. So it'll be really interesting to see moving forward.
Hamed Ali Aziz, immigration reporter for BuzzFeed News. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.